Lane and Allison in the morning. 96.3 WDVD.
Therapy Thursday with Dr. Steve.
It's 8:07. He's a psychologist, he's an author, and he's just really smart.
And he's really into grunge right now.
He really loves Pearl Jam. He's like, You know, 20 years ago, that was fun.
Let's bring it back.
Let's bring it back. Therapy Thursday with Dr. Steve. We get an email from a listener. We share it with you. We give our thoughts. You chime in if you want. 313-298-9630. And we see what the good doctor has to say.
Okay, this is from Rebecca.
Okay.
She says, "Dear Blaine and Allison, my boyfriend got me a job at one of the big three 6 months ago. And of course, I really appreciate it. But now that I'm around him at work, I've come to hate his work persona. Outside of work, he is humble, kind, and likable. But at work, he adopts a personality where he walks around like he is a big deal. He believes that you should have tremendous confidence in your opinion and believe in yourself no matter what, and that you have to project that image to others in order to get respect. He always says you have to first act the part and then the part becomes you. But I think it actually hurts his reputation at work. He gets in silly power struggles with people all the time, and people are always defensive around him. Since he outranks me considerably, I always lose the argument when I bring it up. He always tells me that when I have a job at his level, I can critique him. What he means is that I will never get there because I don't act like he does.
He ain't getting any tonight,
no,
I'll tell you that.
No. It's actually worse than I think, because now that I'm writing this, I realize that I like him less and less lately, and I can't get past this thing, but I don't know why. Can you please help me either explain it to him so he gets it, or tell me how to get past it? Thanks, Rebecca."
313-298-9630. This is why you don't date people you work with. This is why you don't believe...
Or don't... They were already dating. Don't work together.
Or if he offers you a chance to work with him... Say, you know what? No, I'm going to go someplace else.
Yeah, that's...
Because sometimes we are very different at work, whether it's good or bad. It's just part of... He's wired a certain way. He's sweet and wonderful to her at home, it sounds like. But at work, it sounds like he's a total tool.
Yeah, and honestly, he has a problem, but he's not going to see it this way. I know this person that has to act like a jerk and, and have total power and think that that's the way to... And when really, you can get as much respect... And get as much accomplished through soft talking and kindness.
Yeah, honey gets the bees. I once worked with someone I was dating with, and I professionally did not like how she handled herself at all.
It will affect how you personally feel about
people.
It
really, and it just seeped into the relationship. So she would say something like, "Well, I didn't get those commercials done." I'm like, "You what? You didn't get, that's how we make our money.
Yeah.
You get that done." She ended up getting fired because she would just skip commercial breaks altogether.
You can't do that.
In radio, I know we don't always like them, but that's how we get pizzed around here.
You can't hear Taylor Swift's new song if you don't listen to that commercial.
Yeah. And we got paid
straight
off. Yeah, we got paid for the computers and these idiots who run the board. Wait, I'm the idiot who runs the board. Okay, so what do you think? 313-298-9630. It wouldn't be Therapy Thursday without Norma.
Dr. Norma.
Hey, guys.
What do you say, Norma?
So I think that she needs to learn how to get over it or leave him, because obviously he knows something that she doesn't, because he got somewhere. He's higher than her, right? I work with a guy who's kind of a jerk all the time, too, and I wonder how he is at home. But I don't know if I agree with that, but obviously he got higher in his position.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean... I don't know what to tell her, but I think she needs to...
Just get over it, because he's nice to her where it counts.
Yeah, you can't tell someone how to act at work, and
Norma,
it would be nice, though, because it sounds like he's making mistakes, but I also don't think she's going to be able to point that out to him. That's why I can't wait to see what Dr. Steve says.
And let's do that right now. What do you say?
Because
you were shaking your head during Norma. Sorry, Norma.
Well, she's been right for a long time. It was time for her to be wrong.
I'm not saying she's wrong. I would just think about it differently. Some people, the way I'd go about this is, some people ask me all the time if I analyze people all the time. Oh, he's a psychologist.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'm not, you know, I'm not on the clock all the time. However, some people wear their issues so loudly that it's like they're walking around wearing a clown suit. Okay, we've discussed this before.
Right.
And that's what's happening with this guy. It screams insecurity. There's an old adage that says, people who have nothing to say, scream it.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay? Because they do all these things that they think are making them seem confident, and the rest of us see it as horribly insecure.
Right.
So here's the thing. People who act like him, they believe... they're demonstrating leadership because to them it feels powerful.
Right.
Look, I know everything. I'm telling everybody what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But no one else experiences it like that.
Right.
We all experience it as like a blowhard.
Right.
So You know,
what does she have to do then?
We have to see a huge huge insecurity.
Right.
She has to see, I think she's seeing this, the real him.
So the guy that she spends her evenings with is not him.
Well, look what he said in his email. I'm reading along here. She says, he always tells me that when I have a job at his level, I can critique him.
Yeah.
Right there he is.
Oh,
I know.
Right.
He's not being inquisitive. He's not letting her have her opinion. He's not learning from anyone else. He's starting from, I know everything.
You're right.
And you don't know anything. It's exhausting.
Yeah, because would you ever talk that way to your wife?
No.
Would you talk that way to Warren? Would I ever talk that way to my wife, Colleen? No.
He's working from a perspective which is, I know and you have to convince me otherwise. Think of how exhausting those people are.
Yeah.
It's exhausting and it's annoying. You get defensive around those people all the time.
Right.
Because they start from knowing and you have to prove yourself all the time.
Right.
And I think that's one sentence, but that's why I think she's figuring it out is,
so her read is right.
I think she's starting to figure it out because, well, what happens with these people is you're impressed by them for a short time at the beginning. Because they have all this confidence. Mm-hmm. And then in time, you start going, this person's killing me.
And really, it's weakness.
It's subterfuge.
It's all downhill from there. And then you can't stand them. I think she's finally seeing it because she wasn't seeing it at home until she had to have these interactions.
Right.
That's what I would tell her is, I don't know, I'd need more information, but he's acting the same way. You're missing it.
Wow.
Oh.
There you go. Another aha moment with Dr. Steve. Check him out online, drstephencraig.com. Therapy Thursday.
Blaine and Allison in the morning. 96.3 WDVD.